Yo, that's all y'all need, a kiss right there. Let's go ahead and get to it. Welcome back, y'all. We are in season 4 of Big Bappin' Friends. And to be technically honest with y'all, this is absolutely the first show. Whew. So, with me, I need y'all to say, fuck, it's Friday. Because, man, listen, when I tell you Friday pulled up on me so fast, like, it was on a car on a highway doing 95 on 95, just like, bitch, get the fuck out the way. Like, if you don't know that song, I'm sorry, you might be a little bit too young to reference an adult song. But anyways, like, life really just came up on me fast. Like, this week we were supposed to have our first live show. Elizabeth's birthday was on Wednesday. The live show was supposed to be on Wednesday. COVID happened. Change of plans, moving money around, venue changes, contract changes. Man, I'm tired, y'all. And we made it to Friday. So I'm going to just need y'all to enjoy tonight's show. We got a lot to get to. So let my boy go ahead and do it again. Let him come back and tell y'all who he really is. So welcome to season 4 of Big Bap and Friends. I'm your host, Big Bap. And this is one of my favorite albums. Anyway, this is the little John and the East Side Boys, the Kings of Crunk Out. And if you don't understand, I told people a long time, When Kiss, let me go into this, though, because I'm going to replay it for y'all. When I first heard this song, I'm sitting next to my homeboy, and I said, yo, listen. I said, I like Jada Kiss. I've been following him underground for a minute. I've been following his ghostwriting for a minute. I said, yo, I like dude. I said, but, you know, I'm from Carolina, and, you know, a lot of New Yorkers don't always want to get a South they do when it comes to music. And I'm particularly tough on New York rappers. Like, New York rappers got a stance of whatever that they put them into. But me as a person, I'm like, I got my own criteria that I put you in. And I tell people all the time, it's a certain song. When I crown you good enough to be there, it's a certain song. And there's a reason for that song. And so for those of y'all who've never been in the studio, who've never rapped a bar in y'all life and don't understand that putting together songs is not just hard, but understanding the order that a song needs to go into. Because you got some songs that after a certain person spit their verse, that song is over. But you also got to understand, if you take too long to get to the good part of the song, somebody liable to skip it. So to put together a banger from front to back is hard. But after I heard this verse right here from Jada Kiss, I need y'all to understand, I don't even give a damn about who went second. I need y'all to understand, I'm cutting the song off when Jada Kiss finishes rapping, because what people need to understand, sometimes as a creator of content, as a creator of something special, sometimes there is nothing else that you can put after it that makes it sound any better, but it can easily make it sound a lot worse. So Lil Jon, even though South P and everybody else came in and they did their thing on this song, and Lil Jon put together a great track. Like, the snippet of the EP, like the commercial intro part, literally all it has to just do is be Jada Kiss verse. So we're going to run that back real quick for those of y'all who are getting ready to hear this for the first time. If you are, you don't understand hip-hop, so please listen for the rest of the night.
Come on. his name known. Matter of fact, his name blown. And bitches always wanna hit me like I just came home. But I still put the tools in your mouth. Niggas know that I'm a monster on the east, but I'm huge in the south. Cause it's evil in the trenches, and everybody's starving. So we get the money right, we put the diesel on the benches. Down bottom feel like the old days. Fucking with the car, like you're riding around, listen to old J's. When you load in the clip, every slug got a catch. When you go in the war, every thug got his match. SF, baby, full power with the Mac in it. Big gold cup with rhinestones with my pack in it. It's like the jungle, but the broads is fine. And if they ain't fucking crippy, then it's Georgia Pine. Listen, I'm the wrong nigga to style with. My motherfucking problem to reconcile with. Nigga,
we got to pay it off. We got to pay it off. Listen. The hook matches what this nigga just said in his verse. We knocking heads off. Like, Jada didn't come in there and was like, ah, oh, man, you know, I'm an easy. He already heard what the hook was. He was like, oh, nigga, kiss name known. Matter of fact, kiss name blown. Baby, listen, y'all got to understand. I'm hyped because I'm tired of listening to people critique music who didn't listen to the music, who wasn't a part of the culture. Just because you paid for the culture doesn't mean that you live the culture of hip-hop, because the culture of hip-hop can't be bought with a Louis Vuitton belt. Like, the story of hip-hop can't just be told with, like, there are some songs that when you just hear the intro of the song, it's like, oh my God. Like I'm gonna give you a couple of songs real quick, right? When you hear the intro of the song, right? Depending upon if you fall into the category of people who, when this song came out, it was important to them, you might miss the cultural relevance of this song. But this song right here, when it dropped, baby, you couldn't go nowhere in the hood and not hear this song around the world.
Remix. Yeah. I see T go. CT. I shout with a new nigga. Eastside, how they pull up. Y'all already know.
See, I ain't even got to play the whole song. If you know music and you understand hip-hop and you understand what that song right there just literally did for the culture, when that song come on, you just like, yo, like, cause you got to understand what that song did for the culture. I tell people all the time, when people give me cultural songs and tell me, oh, you don't understand music, I'm like, yo, y'all got to understand. Like, I don't look at music how y'all look at music, right? Like when this song came out for the culture. The original version. You can be as good as the best of them, but as bad as the worst, so don't test me. You better, well, come on, man. Y'all don't know about the classics. The album versions, right? The ones that you had to go stand in the swap meet, and you had to go sneak out if you was underage and get up in there and get in them crates and order that real quick before they caught the parental advisor and get up out of there. Because that's hip-hop. Hip-hop is not something that you can sit back and be like, ooh, let me TikTok it to death. That's why when people be like, oh, anybody can get out there and do hip-hop. Yeah, you can go out there and you can connect with people. But hip-hop is different, man. It's like a whole artistic, man, come on. Like, it's hip-hop is deeper than just rap. Like, y'all got to understand, like, sometimes, like, it's deeper. Like, it's deeper than rap. Like, there's some songs that, when those songs come on, like, they touch people. They know. Like, when Jamie dropped that, bro, like, here's the crazy part. People know this song more than that song, like, on the same album. Same album. Classics, man, because people drop classics. So listen, understand, we are getting ready to absolutely turn up for season four. Like, if you ready to kick it, you ready to have some fun, we're getting ready to do that. All right, so let me give y'all the lineup for the night so y'all know what we got coming back up. When we come back, we got Black History is World History at 9:15. 9:30, we're going to jump into what day it is. If it runs, if what day it is and birthdays run into it a little longer, then we'll push back to 10 o'clock. If not, at 9:45, we are doing the trivia question of the night. So understand, we will be asking a trivia question between 9:45 and 10 o'clock, depending upon how we get it in the show. And if you get the trivia question right, all you have to do is get the trivia question right. It will be posted. I think it's already up on DJ's Roundtable. If not, it will be up by 9:45 so we can ask the trivia question of the night. It is a simple question. If you get it wrong, we're going to give you a $50 gift card to your place or wherever you want to eat. But you got to get it right. You got to get the trivia question right. All right? And I'm going to make you work for it. Because I don't just give away money. So trivia is going to be good. And so if you're not following me, if you don't know what I'm doing, if you don't know what I'm getting into, if you're not a part of this podcast, you're going to fail trivia questions. Okay? Now, there will be certain people who will be excluded from certain trivia questions. I will put your name on the fucking disclaimer list for that particular show. So when we say, hey, this person cannot comment because they were privy to the information or might have been there when something went down, you will be disqualified, okay? If you work for DJ's Roundtable, you are disqualified. If you work for any subsidiary companies that is sponsored or hosted by STB Caterer or Luxurious Strategic Partnership, you are also disqualified because we have to make sure that the people out there get a fair deal. So I think if the production manager, if I missed anybody, just go ahead and make sure that they know possibly they could be disqualified as well, because we want to make sure that we give our audience an opportunity to win in. So, hey, if you want to call into the show, because we always love to hear from our audience, the number is 563-999-3090. It is fuck, it's Friday. And so call me in, talk about some things. We have a few places where you can hit us at. If you come onto Blog Talk Radio, click Big Bap and Friends, come in and talk to us. I'm live in the studio. You can chat with us, or again, you can call in at 563-999-3090. But you can also hit us on social media. We are on Instagram. We are on Twitter. We are on Facebook. Hell, we just about everywhere. So follow us. Go follow us on most of those platforms as DJ's Roundtable, which is our business moniker, but we are on air as Big Bap and Friends. We will now slow it down. So let me ask y'all a question, because the last song that I just played, I think I'm gonna go ahead and let that run. But I got a question, right? Because I've been curiously trying to understand. Everybody has now turned into like freaks sexually, and I'm okay with that. Like, whatever your level of debauchery is with yourself, that is on you, because I didn't ask you to be anything for me. I asked you to be you, and I always tell people that at all times. You will never catch me with a rape, because I've never forced you to do anything that you didn't already choose to do. But people take that statement as saying something that's disrespectful, and I'm like, no. The first term of rape is against someone's will. So let's get out of doing things against people's will. If you're going to be a freak and you're going to say that you're going to be a freak, then be a freak. If you're scared, like they say, if you're scared, say you're scared.
Tell me how I make you. Big Bap and Friends is brought to you by August Sisters Homespun Emporium, LLC, providing certified organic source ingredients for addressing general holistic health, beauty, and wellness problems with Mother Nature's solutions. Consultant, perks, wholesale, and professional size products are available. Visit ashemporiumet.com.
Listen, I told y'all, y'all ain't just got to go drink no because I sent you. But if you do, and let me say this now, because I tell people all the time, if you do, understand they pay the bills over here, so I am ever so grateful of what they do. But I'm just telling y'all, I'm drinking me a tea right now. I got my tea over here, and I'm ready to go. It is what's keeping my throat warm and soothing as I talk to y'all this grateful night, because we are enjoying ourselves. But if you do go see Ash Emporium and you just happen to stop by and decide that you want to order something, use our promo code BIGBAP. That's it. B-I-G-B-A-P. Big BAP. Go in there, use our promo code, and you will get 10% off of your order. So let her know that y'all messing with her. She is our sponsor. Y'all are literally listening to this show because of her charitable donations and sponsorship to our podcast, and I am ever so thankful, because a lot of times we forget that it is other people who are helping us get to our goals and reaching our platform. So not only was this a friend who invested in me, but it is a friend who's also believed in my vision for quite some time. So I am thankful, I am humbled, and I would be remiss not just do a commercial to start off with season 4. Because y'all got to understand, not only did she carry us for all of season 3, right? She got involved with us at the end of season 2 and re-signed up to do all of season 4. So at the end of the day, whether a new sponsor comes in, we add sponsors. This has been the primary sponsor that has kept us afloat. So Miss Yvonne, we thank you. We honor you for everything that you have done to make this show possible. And sometimes you got to take the time out to thank people for what they really do. Like, sometimes you just can't read the script. You got to go, like, you got to be like, you know what? I apologize, but listen, they putting food on the table. Like, we'd be so quick to thank people who like, ooh, they like my stuff. Like, no. I thank people who literally put food on the table, kept the lights on. Like, what are you doing for the cause? You know, don't get me wrong, the likes are love. But like your pastor gonna tell you on Sunday, you know, the love don't keep the lights on. We need the greenback. So as we pass the offering plate around, be sure to bless us, because we'll be sure to bless you as we give back all amazing things. Now, the reason why I love putting Yvonne right here at this portion of the show is because this is when we do Black History is World History, right? So what I'm not going to do is I'm not going to bombard y'all tonight. I'm going to let y'all ease back into Big Bap and Friends Season 4. So what we're going to do is I'm going to take a poll, because I always like to see what people want and different things that's out there. So, production manager, do me a favor. Let's do this. Let's create a poll for now until we'll close it on Tuesday, and we'll air it on Wednesday show of next week. But that's what I want to do. I want to get a poll of maybe two or three things, and let's poll what the people want to hear us talk about for Black History is World History for the month of August, since we're coming back for Season 4. Let's get our listeners more involved. So we're going to have a poll on DJ's Roundtable. It's going to be up from now until Tuesday. It's going to be a simple poll. She's going to give us maybe three topics, our production manager, of what y'all, you know, what her three choices are that she wants to pull from. She knows how we do it here on this show, so it's not hard for her to put this together. But we're going to let you guys get more involved, because we want to give you guys relevant Black history, world history topics, things that matter to you. So we're going to put a poll out for what area or subject you'd like us to cover for this month. And on top of that, if there's anything specific that you want to hear more information about, write it in. Write it into djsroundtable19@gmail.com. Again, that's djsroundtable, the number 19@gmail.com, because we're going to make this show more interactive, because in Season 5, we will be doing the live shows. We have pushed it back, so that is a little bit of sad news. Let's go ahead and get a lot of things covered in this show, because I don't want people to be remiss about what it is that we're bringing to them. There's going to be some changes, so might as well get the changes out the way. So Season 4, we will likely not do any, and listen to the words that I'm going to say. In Season 4, we will likely not do any live tapings of DJ's Roundtable. This was a meeting with the board. The board met. The board made an agreement and a decision. So as of right now, effective January 1st, we will have our first live taping, or whatever subsequent show starts after January 1st. As of right now, we're not going to, because the COVID numbers are what they are. And as a team, I think one of the things that I don't think anyone's saying out here for people is that you have to make the best possible decision when it comes to you and your family. Whatever you, your family, and the businesses that you're entrusted over, whatever that decision is, make that decision for your family. Don't let the political bullying and the whatever it is and the fighting and the arguing, the people that's going to lose their rabbit-ass fucking mind here shortly because they want to go back to normal life as it is, but we don't know what that's going to look like for the foreseeable future. So for our business, we're going to push back until January. We're going to start, like we originally said, we was going to start with the calendar year of 2022. Now, we did desperately try to have a 2021 calendar. We threw several things out there. We put it out there in the air. And we, as a team, don't like what we see. Like, you know, they every day the information with COVID changes. Like, and I'm not saying this like it changes like, ooh, they put out some new statistics. And like almost daily, there's a drastic shift in the national message for COVID. Not only that, but there's a shift in the local, political, the geopolitical, the economical, the financial. Like, there's a change daily. And so I'm not comfortable enough to say that they know anything. I'm sorry. The vaccine testing that they did on y'all didn't come out with as great of numbers as I hoped that I was looking for. Like, the numbers weren't even as close as I hoped that they would be. So please be remiss with me when they said from the beginning, because, like, I want to talk to the people who was watching since the beginning, not the people who was like, okay, ooh, child, listen, 9 months in, I think I'm going to start listening. Like, you got some people who was home and who was tired of listening to the news about COVID, so they didn't pay no attention. Fuck the news. I'm not watching that shit. I don't give a fuck about what's going on. But then there were some of us who actually got real shit to care about, i.e. like our family. So we cared. And we was vested. And we've been vested the whole way. And the sad part is, even for people who, like for me, there are people who I've respected very much so. And I see them playing this political bullying game on social media. And I'm like, bitch, listen, I told one person, I said, please don't let Facebook memories make an asshole out of you. And they was like, what? Because I'm the type of person, I'm stubborn. I will hold on to something every single day because I know you're going to see it again. You can't run away from it. If you said it, stand by it. And I'm going to make you eat that and swallow it. And when you do that to somebody and you make them stand there and be held accountable for what they are, it's hard. It is hard to stand there every single day and take the same L after same L after same L, especially when you know you did it. And the person that's fucking with you know you did it. So come on, let's be real with a lot of things going forward in this COVID situation. Let's quit disrespecting each other when it comes to the COVID. Like, I can't tell everybody what to do or how to do it, when to do it, whatever. Because I'm not telling you to get the vaccine, and I'm not telling you not to get the vaccine. I'm not telling you to not believe in COVID, and I'm not telling you to believe in the COVID. What I'm telling you to do is whatever you feel like is the best course of direction for you and yours, that is the direction that you should take. It's not even a question. Like, I need people to understand. It's not even a question. I really want y'all to understand that. We want you to be as safe as you could possibly be for your family, because your family is what needs you, not me. Donald can't do anything for you. The host, Big Bap, can't do anything for you. And in retrospect, if whatever decision that you do wreck your family, whether it be COVID, whether it be death, whether it be ventilator, whether it just be y'all shoot through and have a good and merry and blessed day, I'm not in control of that. What I am in control of is the things that I'm in control of. And so I'm going to make sure that I protect them. Get as much information as you can. And listen. And pay attention. And when things of importance is said, make sure you highlight those things so you have a moment to go back to and say, hey, but didn't y'all say this? Yeah, well, that changed. But when did you announce the change? Because I don't know what day that changed. Hold them to it. And there's been a lot of changes without corrections to things that's already been said. I've heard additional information, but I haven't heard change to the original message. Words matter. You can't keep allowing people to tell you anything and live based off of anything. All right? So we're going to be back after this quick commercial break. Y'all know how we do. I love this song.
Where you going? Do it.
I was feeling alright. Yep. Downtown Atlanta, big city, bright lights. Mix the hoodie with the Sprite while I'm drinking and driving. No police lights, like no police sirens. I headed to the club, looking for a freak. We had a little more, just a couple cliques. He pull up to the spot, 26 is like damn. Eyes on me like bitch, see it's real. Stroll through the front door, head to the fifth wheel. Bought a couple bottles and I took a couple sips. Then scoping out the room and what do I see? A nice round book and a paper double D. So I crept up like somebody was.
can remember. Was taking shots and tipping the bartender, surrender to the woman and her bringing me home. Cause she started looking better every shot of Patron, yep. I jumped up with a devilish grin, cause tonight they ride, I might do it again. So I called up the home. Let's ride, we can hit the sports bar over on the south side. Couple of Corona, couple of lines. Yep. Went up to the bar, saw a couple of dimes. So I slowly walked up and said, huh, my name's Jimmy Christian, I'm a hell of a guy. I said, I know who you are, I'm your number one fan. If right now it's too bad, I got a man, and I said, I understand. But where the hell is he at? Cause in a minute, if he don't show up, then man.
Let's take one more drink. I'm going to end up with you.
Singer, that would have been absolutely fucking horrible. But y'all know, listen, let me go ahead and put my boy up here, man, because y'all know I gotta get my boy in here, because he already know we're gonna get to what day it is and birthdays. But I've been waiting to talk to him about this conversation, because I have said this since I've known this man in the desert. I have said this since I have met this man face to face. And I said listen, I love you because you sound like Jadakiss. And Jadakiss is one of my favorite rappers, because that nigga is a monster.
What's going on, man?
What's going on? Listen, you official New York, so I need to know how y'all feel about that. Because I'm not New York, I'm saying that with all respect. I am not New York.
I knew it was going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Just off GP, just because I already know both their catalog, and they just went too far back, bro. You know what I'm saying? They just go too far back. They just got too many hits with too many people. And a lot of people talking, oh, Jada stole the show, but Jada, a lot of people don't understand. Jada was rapping Sheik Looch Boss. Not Sheik, but Styles Boss. When Styles wasn't rapping and Jada was rapping, that was Styles' boss.
And that's what, listen, okay. So
they were rapping each other's shit.
Here's what I was trying to get people to understand. I said this to them. I said, listen, I said, y'all don't know. And let, because when this first came up, me and you were one of the very few. Because we ain't going to get into all the groups we are in on social media when it comes to music.
Right.
But me and
you know
are one of the
I'm
very few
that group.
People who
I'm leaving
live.
That group, too.
Huh?
Hands down. And I'm leaving that group, man, because they took totally biased. We ain't even going to get into it. But, yeah.
Oh, listen. I
got to get out
listen,
of
it. I don't even care. Dwayne, what I said to myself, I said, if they go full body of work for everybody in that group toe-to-toe, it's not as close as people think it is.
See, the thing about it is, it would have been closer if they would have did it that way. If they would have did it that way. Because Jim shit is more relevant now.
Now.
That's what I'm saying, now. So his shit would have hit different. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And Tam and Jada could have canceled each other out just off if they would have went 5-5-5. You know what I'm saying? 5 for five for Jada, five for Sheik, five for Styles, and then Cam, Jim, and Juelz. You know what I'm saying? Now, the X factor would have been, a lot of people sleep on him, but he's one of the nicest niggas out, too, is Sheik.
Yeah.
They would have counted Sheik out against fucking Juelz. You know what I'm saying? So if you go back to Sheik's first album, Walk With Me, you'll understand. I mean, people don't want to get on the tracks with him.
But see, here's the problem. Here's the problem that people don't understand. And this is why I saw the problem. And I saw the problem instantly when they put the matchup. I said people don't understand how more interwoven the Lox were into the music culture.
And they got songs together, so don't get that twisted. So
don't get me wrong. Yes, they do, but this is what people didn't understand. We talking about when you go back to your rawest of elements, and when you go back to your rawest of elements, it's basically spitting your bars and or battling. Those are the only two options. You got performance and battling when you're talking rap.
Right.
Now, the problem that you got on there that everybody know is when you go straight performance or rap, Kiss is a problem.
And he's not even the hottest spitter in that group. He's more recognizable.
I know, but he's a problem.
He?
Because he got that.
The ghost?
But, okay, this is why I say. I look at Kiss. But see, I look at Kiss as being like, if you put Kiss on a really, really good team, right?
Right.
Kiss can like be anybody's. He could be anybody's. Rodman, Draymond Green, he can pretty much be anybody's Swiss Army knife that you need him to be.
Exactly.
Not many people in hip hop.
But my thing is what people didn't understand is he just did one. He just did a versus against Fab, and killed Fab, and Fabulous. Catalog is nuts.
Yes.
So I don't understand how people just didn't understand. Like, he wasn't going, and he didn't even play some of the shit that he played in the last one. You know what I'm saying?
And this is why I keep saying what I said, how interwoven he is into the culture. Not just in, because here's what people don't understand. There are some rappers that are going to be stuck in one dimension if you put them against other people.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying.
I tell people all the time, I love Zero. But if you put Zero into a versus battle against certain people, there's no way he can win because he's going to be stuck.
See, but the thing about Zero is, Zero never really was mainstream. He got hits.
No.
You
got
to be. Wait. What Zero is, you got to be a true fan of rap and actually listen to rap in that Houston movement. You know what I'm saying? So that was like, because you got him. It's Charlie Boy. It's a lot of other Houston rappers. You know what I'm saying? That was back in that time frame right before Slim Thug and all them came out. You know what I'm saying? Hello? You lose me? Hello?
Yeah, you good, bro.
I thought I got lost for a second.
No, you good.
That's what I'm saying. Like, stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? You gotta dig. These are people, like, you gotta actually dig to actually listen to, and then you're like, oh, shit, this boy is nasty.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But
other thing about that is I had an argument earlier today. When was it, today or yesterday? And I was like, you know what? Everybody discrediting Dipset. But I don't see another group actually beating them. Tell me. Give me a group. Give me a group that can actually beat them. I've not had people say Outkast. People say State Property. People say Ghetto Boys. A lot of people saying that shit, but I'm looking at them like, I don't think song for song they could go.
Yeah, I mean, song for song, bar for bar, it's kind of hard to find another group. I mean, because what people don't understand, when you talk about groups, it's hard for groups to have longevity together and apart. Like, most groups, once they kind of find their solo footing, it's kind of hard for them to come back and just still gel. Like, the Lox and Dipset are one of the few. Like the only other groups that I can think of that had that type of true longevity, and it was more than just, like, two people in the group, is like maybe like Goody Mob, like that type of longevity is hard.
Yeah, you can give them the longevity, but when you also look at it, like we talking about, Goody Mob moved the culture, they pushed it. You know what I'm saying?
And that's like, what I'm saying.
Culture.
Because you can't just say anybody.
You got to go with Staples. But yet, when you go for those type of acts, them against a Dipset crew, we just gonna knock out the Locks, because it's not too many groups that can see them. You know what I'm saying? So if you talk about a group like Goody Mob going against Dipset, I don't think Goody Mob is gonna win.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. Like when you look at a group, like a true group that's going to give you like bars, like because a lot of people mistake certain things, like you can't, because when you talk about a versus battle, like it depends on the arena and the style format, and so many people miss that, because like I tell people,
and your DJ, like, and how you arrange your music, your rebuttals.
Even if your DJ ain't ready for a switch up, because you didn't think that they was going to go that route that early, and then they go that route that early, like you got to be ready for that, but you still got to have the stamina to stay with them.
Right. Right.
Like, and a lot of cats who don't understand music, and that's why I tell people, it's certain people, it's hard, like. It's certain people, it's hard to go bar for bar with, because I'm like, dude, it depends on how they come at you. Because, like, I tell people all the time, like, people are like, oh, this person should go against such and such. I'm like, yo, I'm like, some of the hardest people to go against is, you don't understand. Some of the hardest people to go against is that culture that transitioned from, like, 95 to 2005. Like, in the culture, that might be the hardest decade to really go after.
Yeah, you can't, like, but yet again, you can't get none of these newer acts to do it. You've seen the Soulja Boy and Bow Wow shit. Bow Wow murdered him.
Yeah.
For me,
Listen, Bow Wow had hits on his own. Bow Wow was on some of the hottest remixes to ever drop.
And then he had the ballads and the duets.
He's a well-rounded, you might not like him, but he's a well-rounded artist.
That, and plus, you know what I'm saying, and Soulja Boy shit just don't match up, bro. It just don't match up. It's style. You know what I'm saying? Like, Soulja Boy should have went up against somebody that was during that real Snap era. You know what I'm saying? So
he should have went up against like DJ Unk or somebody.
Nah, but you know what I'm saying. But yet again, you gotta have a body of work. You know what I'm saying? So I can understand Soulja Boy.
That's that era, but like I said, you gotta look at. The difference between when a lot of cats now were trying to compare older generations, like I look at it now, it's like you look at hip hop now versus what hip hop was then, right? We were so right. narrow focused, talked about that so many people lost focus that now they got a wide gap of cultural accepted genres of hip hop where we was literally being quantified. Like greatest hip hop album was literally going up against like the R&B album of the year, the such and such album.
Exactly.
We're like, no, nigga, we just want the rap out. Like it, people don't understand the fight that we had to get to just to get the recognition of the categories that they have recognized. And so when you got people who don't understand the beginning pains of hip hop and then want to come in at right. the end and be like, oh, I'm a resident expert. And I'm like, but you don't even know the catalog of the music of the artist you're talking about.
Right. Right.
And they're like, what? I'm right. like, bruh, we have sat around for hours critiquing music.
Correct. You know what I'm saying? But then again, you know what I mean? Like, then most of the bad rappers got weeded out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Then, back then, all the majority of the weaker artists got weeded out.
Yeah.
Now,
because fast changed,
it's a place
fast
for
changed so fast in hip hop back then.
Not even that. If you wasn't up to par, you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? It was like, it was, I want to say, like now it's more one-hit wonders than it was.
Yeah.
Back then.
Well,
you
but
know
see,
what I'm saying?
You,
like
you
a,
gotta, but you gotta look at, you gotta look at the difference back then. Like when our hip-hop moguls that we look at now was trying to be hip-hop moguls, bro, look at the work ethic of the Master P's and the Swisher Houses. And you know what I'm saying? Like, and go, I mean, go around the globe. Like, look at the work ethic that was then. Like, now everybody think because they got digital technology that makes them an instant hit. And I'm like, no, I'm like, bro, I've seen many of people. Because, like, I was literally having this conversation with somebody. And they was like, are you happy? Like, they was like, are you happy that you didn't get to do the live show? And I said, no. And they goes, well, I said, do you know how hard it is to get in front of an audience and perform?
Right, right.
Like so many right. people, like I tell people all the time, so many people think that they can do this, and I'm like, it is hard to stand up in front of actual people and let them take in what it is that you're doing and they be accepting of what you're doing.
Exactly.
And hip hop
exactly.
in itself was dangerous because there were some laws banning some of the stuff that we was trying to do back then.
That was a fight that Luke and NWA had to fight.
They had to some people had to go through that. Matter of fact, not
right.
just Luke and them too. Remember they completely had censored a Goody Mob, remember?
Yeah, but you know, I'm just saying, but that was kind of light compared to what.
Yeah,
T-Live
well,
crew,
see,
well, two,
well,
let's put it like
see,
this: T-Live crew was
the
one
bunch
that
listen,
actually.
Luke said,
yeah,
"Punch your pussy
it,
on the wall."
Yeah, but that's you know what I'm saying. That's what I mean. Like T-Live crew was the one; they were the ones that took the brunt of most of that.
Yeah, and so
you know
and that's
saying?
Why people. But see,
and
that's
then
why
it came. Then right behind that. Then right behind that was NWA.
But see, but that's why people don't understand those groups of those people stand the test of time because you look at, like, here's what I tell people so much, and I don't get mad at Jewish people, and then people need to understand, I'm going to make a statement, and if you don't understand what I'm about to say, then please go understand the difference between Jewish community and Catholicism. And then you'll understand the statement that I'm about to make. So if this offends you, I just need you to go educate yourself with real education. Okay? The issue that I never had with Jewish people when it came to the music community was the doors that they opened. Because at the end of the day, what a lot of people don't understand, even in entertainment, yes. Did the Jewish hold a lot of doors? Yes. Why? They were smart enough
they
to
own
be
the record labels.
They were smart enough to be the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And when we realized that we didn't need the bank and we could do this ourselves, we went and did it. That will always be your fight and your plight if you don't understand that lesson.
And then on top of that, you got to also understand this streaming era is fucking up their money. You know what I'm saying? So now is a lot of that's how they came in with the 360 deals, where they get a piece of everything.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Because
they got to get a piece of everything.
Yeah. So. If you
see, man,
it's still harder to be independent, but there's less headache.
Man, D, I'm so happy to have you back on the show tonight, man, because so many people don't understand the importance of talking hip hop, man. We're gonna take a quick commercial break, man, and then we're gonna do we're going to do what day it is, man, because it's just me and you. So we're going to knock it out. We're going to have a little fun, bro. It's just me and you. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
All right.
Oh. That's not what we're supposed to have been playing. Play that.
La la, bang, bang, bang.
Hey. See a nigga like me, gonna get money till I get rich. Cry for a couple hundred cheese and a biscuit. Take down for whatever, forever hustle with my misfit home. So you go see as I grow this shit, me once we get rich. Live in this back house, live with my misfits. Sleep on the creek, fix this girl stuck in the throne.
I keep a big old nigga feet of heater. Just in the trunk, I'm out of nowhere, my two-seater. Make all the skeeter, skeeter. Get up and grab the ball back just like I'm Jerry Jeter. I know you wanna fuck my home with juice and spread the needle. See, you ain't got enough bread to even start to treat her. The way I'm kept in and in the bed, I'm even sweeter. I fuck her, I got more breakfast than me had a reaper. If I had Oprah Winfrey, I would marry her and keep her.
Back in here because we got some things to do, man. D, and y'all already know, man, D, it is what time it is. All right, what day it is, man. Listen, I've been on vacation for too long, I can't even get my own shit right. All right, man, so let's get to it. Okay, so for today's national day, we have International Beer Day. D, what's your favorite beer?
Shit, I don't have a favorite. I got a couple of dislikes. I don't fuck with that PBR.
Okay, let's do your countdown. Your top three from three being almost worse to the worst. Give me your top three do not drink beers.
PBR, Schultz, Bull. That's the same shit. And what is that? See, look, I still fuck with it. If I could find me a moat, I could fuck with it like some Billy D or some St. Ives, but no OE. But
Look, you went to the old beer guzzling days, you know, the old hood rats outside of the corner.
I think that's why I got my gut now.
All right, but, man, listen. All right. Also, it is National Root Beer Float Day. So, I don't know. I'm not really, I've never been, really been a fan of root beer floats. Maybe it's the consistency for me.
I fucks with one. You just got to go to a place that actually could make one.
No, no, no.
Like places like Johnny Rockets.
Like, I can drink them, but it's not like one of those things. Like, if I was having a day and I'm like, oh, shit, like, I got to go get, that's not up there for me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, man.
Like, it's one of those things. If we just happen to be doing it or we're in a place that specializes in it, then, like, yeah, I'm going to get it because it's good. But it's, like, not one of those things that, like, I need to go break the calorie count just to go do that every day for no reason. Like, I'm good. Right? Okay. Like, I got levels of food, man. I'm a fat ass. I got reasons for food.
I got you. I got you. But, you know what I mean? Like, places like Johnny Rockets, A&W. What's another spot that can make a good root beer float? I forgot it.
If you are a root beer float fan, post your favorite root beer float, and better yet, if you are, post you having a root beer float to the page, tag Big Bap and Friends and DJ's Roundtable. Dwayne, this one's for you. I know your old lady don't like this one, but, you know, these next two, Wiggle Your Toes Days, and it's National Fresh Breath Day. So let me tell you something. If you have those the whole day and you didn't wiggle your toes or brush your teeth, you're nasty anyway. That means you got on the same socks from yesterday. They've been stuck together. They don't want to move. They already mad because those socks then got wet, soft, and wet hard again.
You a nut. Nah, you can't go brush your teeth. I brush my teeth in the morning, and I got to brush my...
Listen, bro, listen. There be people that be going 2, 3, 4, 5 days without brushing their... Like, bro, you... I work with. I'm like, bro, your mouth get nastier every day.
Let's put it like this, man. I tell you, if I work with a guy right now, if he put a toothbrush to his mouth, his gums is going to bleed and his teeth going to fall out. Dead serious, man. He got that meth mouth. You know what I mean? He got that meth.
I'm not playing with you.
I'm dead serious. If I could take a picture of him without him noticing that, I will fucking tag you. I will send it to you. Dead serious.
Lord have mercy.
It is horrible.
This dude gonna get he gonna get us banned from something with showing pictures of people in their policies. All right, listen. All right, we have one more day, and today is also National Water Balloon Day. So if you got some water balloons and you want to go fuck somebody up real quick before the day end, go fill them up. We prefer to get some videos, some TikTok stuff. So tag us, which y'all doing some dumb shit because I'm just gonna. Let them talk about y'all. Also, let's do birthdays. Before we can talk about anybody's birthday on this show, the CEO of DJ's Roundtable, Big Bap and Friends, birthday was August the 4th, Llama Corn Day. So please, if you haven't taken the time to say happy birthday to her, please take the time out to say happy birthday. Today's birthday is David Robinson. Shout out to the Admiral.
Admiral.
Listen, bro, that boy was a strong man with them shoulders, boy.
I'm just saying, listen, you gotta say it like what's his name said it. Fuck my name. It's the point guard that they had. Me and David Robinson, the Admiral.
I know who you're talking about. Oh, goddamn, what a... I can't think of his name. He was actually a coach. He was a coach for a little while too, wasn't he?
Yeah, he Avery Johnson. He went to
Avery Johnson.
I think.
He went to. Like, who gave this nigga a job commentating on TV?
Yeah, old country motherfucker.
When they gave Avery Johnson a television contract, I knew they was looking for people. Like, they looking for people. They don't got as many people as they could have. because there's no way in the hell Avery Johnson should be on TV talking to nobody. But okay, fine. All right, a couple of more birthdays. Spice's birthday is today. Isaiah Peck's birthday is today. I didn't know who Isaiah Peck was until today. I was reading up on him. Really cool cat. If you don't know anything about him, I really advise you to look him up. He's a cool cat. Leslie Odom's birthday is today, and Freeway's birthday is today. So, D, we getting ready to do the trivia question of the day, because I gotta get all this in, because we only got like 15 minutes left for the show. So I got to get this in, because I got to give people an opportunity to try to win it. So the telephone number, if you call, the question will go up now, but I'm not looking at any of the questions that go on the wall until 10, 15, or when we end the show, whichever one happens first, because I'm kind of lazy tonight. I'm not working hard no more. I told them I'm doing this my way now. I'm retired. So we are putting up the trivia question, and it's a simple trivia question, because I was going to do a two-parter, but I'm like, hell, the first part's going to be hard. Exactly. So
what's the question?
The question is, what gift did I buy my wife today in honor of our 2-year commitment to reach our goals?
How did the motherfucker supposed to know that?
That's okay. They can guess. The number is 563-999-3090. I walked in the store, I purchased something, I got a receipt for it.
Well, shit, the only person that would probably know that motherfucker is you and her. And she can't win.
It don't matter. Because she gonna talk about it anyway. So, listen, can I get a head start on some husband coupons? Fuck y'all, bro.
You know what? And the sad thing about it ain't like she posted the motherfucker neither. So
she ain't got it yet. She don't even know what it is.
Oh, see, look, this is some bullshit. This is some real bullshit.
How's this the bullshit? It's a gift. It's literally in a gift bag. I can't even make it up when I take it home. Like, I can't, like, it's 10 o'clock now. I can't just, like, go run to the store right now and go get this.
I'm not doubting that you didn't get the shit. But what I'm saying is nobody knows what
they're
going to
know. She gonna know when she get the gift. She's the production manager. She
you,
gonna know if they right or wrong.
But yet again, nobody gonna know it now.
But
everybody right now is posting up flowers.
Bro, it don't matter. They can call into
right
the show. Then listen, they can call into the show. The number is 563-999. Because here's why I did that. Let me tell you why I did that. Because I'd be listening to the shows, and I'd be like, yo, who the fuck comes up with the trivia? Like y'all don't even be, like, hurting nobody's feelings. Like, I want a person to be like, bro, calling the show and literally cussing me out, talking about, bro, how the fuck we supposed to guess that? I mean, say something.
They ain't got to worry about it. I'm doing it for them.
I ain't going to tell them. You can't win. The trivia question rules have already been posted. We talked about this earlier before you got here. You can't win. So it don't matter.
Oh, so now you're going to recite some shit from The Wiz, huh?
Yeah, see. I got to make it more fun because now I got to bring you in on the bullshit, because now when you laugh at the people for the dumb shit that they say, I needed to be authentic this year. Oh, I told them we could get back. You called the wrong show. If you think we ain't gonna hurt your feelings this year, season 4 is all about the pettiness. Fuck you, fuck your mama. I hope you got strong feelings when you call in here, because we give no fucks about you and or how you take the advice we give you. Now, if you were like a professional, we do have people that we can refer you to for a small nominal fee.
I already got one of those. So what? Now what?
Dude, listen, I don't know what to tell you. Listen, first of all, your dumbass is willing. Your dumbass is willing to be here and put up with me anyway. So what that says more about you than it does about me.
And I got a fucking psychiatrist to talk about what the fuck you put me through anyway. So what?
Oh, listen. I don't know if I can talk to a psychiatrist no more, man. Listen, I have. Listen.
Nah, man. Hey, listen, man.
My last two quit, bro.
Listen, the government paying for it, so.
Listen, my last, we ain't going to talk about the government paying for shit, man. Listen. Bro, let me tell you what I want to
no,
hear, right?
No, I'm saying the military paying for this.
Listen, I want to talk about that, right? So I went to a private college, and they always say don't go to a private college because you run out of money with them, right?
Right.
So I went in there because I'm like, yo, bro, all I need is really two classes and to write this so-called capstone paper to get a degree. So I go in there yesterday. I schedule an appointment to go do the readmission, whatever, whatever. And I was like, okay. I got the two classes. Let me give you the classes I got to take so you understand. I got to take macroeconomics and I got to take microeconomics. That's all I got to take.
You got to take math? Oh,
and I'm like, bro, I can teach both of these classes.
Fuck that.
So I'm
I
like,
this
okay.
By you telling me the names of the courses.
So D, I'm in there. Listen, D, I'm in there being a whole polite human being. I go through the whole process of registering, right? And so
even paid
your
application
fee. Two classes? I said, baby, I could pay for that out of pocket. She goes, oh, I don't think you've seen the numbers yet. I said, the numbers. B, for two classes and a paper, she handed me a bill that said $10,000. I said, hey, listen, I'm good. Y'all have a good day.
Hey, D, listen, bro.
Listen, D, I said, hey, ma'am, who's the campus president? She said, oh, she said the name. I said, yeah, she know me by name. Tell her I said have a good night. Y'all gonna be fucked up, bro.
I ain't gonna stop, man. Like, I know some people who, you know what I'm saying, they used their joint, used the GI Bill, and took out, not a student loan, but they had to take out Pell Grants and shit.
Bro, listen.
You know what I'm saying?
Listen, after I left out of there, it was a long ride home. I'm so thankful it was a long ride home. It ended up taking me a long time to get home, and I'm so thankful for the ride because, baby, the cuss words that I said on the way back about how I just felt like y'all ain't shit and y'all is out here robbing people. My wife nor my child needed to hear the superlative that came out of my face on that day. Because I wasn't, like, I felt disrespected. I was like, you want me to pay you 10 stacks to get a piece of paper for two classes that I can write and teach, and y'all want me to write a paper on top of this bitch? Get the fuck out of here.
Listen, bro, this shit crazy. You going for your business administration?
Bro, I created a double major when I went to the club, to the school. I was getting mine for business administration and management.
Okay.
It was a double major, but the original degree, like it's I had a double major. It was two majors, but one of the majors was technically a minor too, the way it was set up in the system. So I doubled them as majors because I was like, let's get it. It was gonna be the same amount of time for the original bachelor's degree. So I was like, fuck it,
right.
I ain't stupid, I ain't. If I can get two for the price of one, let's get it.
Right.
But then you mean, what happened was, and this is why I tell people, stay on top of this little stupid thing. So I got three classes that show up my system as pass or fail. I said, wait, ma'am, I got a 97. Where's the A? She goes, no, you just get pass or fail. I said, bitch, I didn't pay. When we signed up for school, y'all didn't tell me shit about paying for no pass or fail.
Right.
Everything so that I was supposed to take was supposed to have credit hours beside it. You could have tested me out of that dumb shit.
Mm-hmm. One, did I pass or fail?
Because, bitch, I didn't do nothing but keep a 3.74 cumulative GPA, and I never bought a book in your motherfucking school.
There you go.
So please
That's
tell
one
me
thing
again
about
how the
me.
Fuck I ran out of money.
That, yo, come on, man. You know how they
Nigga,
play.
Hold on. Hold on, bro. I didn't just run out of regular money. Remember, this was when they was just really getting the full approval for the post 9/11 yellow ribbon. Because remember, they had to add the combat status.
Right.
So I'm getting all
right.
that.
Yeah.
I'm getting all that. You telling me you ran out of money? Well, somebody gonna have to explain something to me, Chief. And I'm not giving you 10 stacks for those two fucking classes.
And then on top of that, I'd be like, okay, so I'll be back, and when I come back, I'll have a new set of money from the government.
Oh, no, they don't have to worry about it. Because, see, I'm gonna take this all the way up to the Department of Education with the state of Florida. Because somebody's going to have to give me a honest answer, and I'm not accepting anything less than an honest answer. Because y'all talking about 10 stacks for a class two classes that I can motherfucking teach.
What school?
I'm not going to say that yet because I need to let them know that I'm letting them know that they know.
Oh, so you put them on notice.
Oh, yeah, they don't know this. You know how, the NCAA used to do them, we're going to give you a letter of notice, let you know you on notice.
Right.
Sanctions may possibly be coming your way. Yes. You gotta play with them the same way that they play with you.
Yeah, I got you.
And people get mad when you say it that way because black folks got like, and I'm gonna say this, and I love black folks, but we got this whole thing of talking real big and bad, and then when the opportunity comes for us to talk real big and bad, we being that bitch scared in the motherfucker.
Yeah.
Please. Please, dear God, I hope they don't look at me. Please. Then you got people like me that they'll find something else for me to do when the big people come into town.
Oh, yeah. You know how it go. That's when everybody trying to cover their head. That's when everybody cover their head.
Dwayne, remember that day when the big people came to town and they had me and you out doing some random-ass bullshit? And I said, it's weird. We're together today. They don't never let us be together.
One, and then when they came, I walked the fuck off. They ain't gonna have me cleaning a whole fucking camp. That's why y'all pay these other motherfuckers to do this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Man, this fool get back. We find out that all the project managers from all the sites was at this bitch.
They look like,
they
oh, y'all get it wrong.
Listen, they know, ain't no telling. Listen, we don't give no fucks about none of your titles, your positions, or your rank.
Yeah.
If you sound stupid, we finna look at you. What?
One, they got me, they hit me. They thought, oh, okay, go over here to this camp over here and stay over there to clean that tank. I'm like, oh, I bet. Okay. I'm over there. I'm over there with you fucking around. I'm everywhere I ain't supposed to be. Everybody looking like, yo, why
they
you
said
over
if
here?
We put, they said if we put these two stupid motherfuckers together, they are going to really stiffy it up all day long. And that's what we did. Listen, we sat at the bottom
absolutely
of the hill.
Nothing.
After that, we talked to the plumber dude all day long.
Right. Right.
Like we looked up, we was like, bro, it's lunchtime. Like, not just like it's lunchtime, like lunch is over. We was like, bro, we need to go at least eat something.
Right. Go in there and then guess who we see? Everybody that we wasn't supposed to see.
Everybody, bitch. They're like
everybody we ain't supposed to see.
Then we listen and then we
like,
get invited in, sit down and have a seat.
Yep. And they was me and they was Camp Commandant and everybody. Everybody in that bitch. We and them, And then the sad thing about it is we knew the motherfucking, we was cool with the camp dude. So he was like, come sit down with us. I'm bad.
So, listen, so we don't just walk in and sit at the damn last table. We sit at the table that everybody is center focused on.
Exactly. And got mad. You know, I think that was one of the reasons why they kept an eye on me and to get me the fuck out of there, off the project.
Hey, I tell people all the time, man, be careful. You don't know who, man. Like, there's so many people that's connected in so many different ways. But, y'all, we getting ready to get up out of here, man. I appreciate you guys coming through. The trivia question is up. So sometime tonight and in the morning, the production manager will be posting and talking about her new gift. I hope she enjoys it. It was just a small token. I appreciate her. Fellas, if you're going to go out here and say that you have dreams and goals and you make commitment goals with your partner, honor those commitment goals.
Tell her, I'm going with my guest right now.
Before we get up out of here.
Hold on. Before that, I'm going to go with my guest. I think you got her the rose. But let's see. I don't know, man. Yo, just follow your heart, man. And everything else will fall into place.
All right, y'all, man. Fuck It's Friday has been a great show, man. We had my boy D come through. Again, that's how we're going to be doing the shows this season. Some of my friends will be stopping through when they can. So you never know who we got. We might have live interviews. We may have different things going on. We will be back on Sunday with Soulful Sunday. We are having a very sensual interview on Sunday. So I will be putting out some information for that show coming up. But we have a very sensual interview coming back on Soulful Sunday. So if there's anything that you want to know in your sexual realm, in your spiritual realm, and in your toy and sex education realm, we're going to have some fun on Sunday. So tune in for Soulful Sunday as we're going to kick back. We're going to get a little tipsy, take our clothes off a little bit, and we're going to talk. And we have a special guest interview that we're going to have in for that show. So that flyer will be coming out between now and Sunday. So get ready to enjoy that. Again, another great show. My boy D was here. I thank the production manager. Thank Ash Emporium, ET.com. Please go get their tea. If you go get their tea, please use promo code BIGBAP. Again, promo code BIGBAP, and you'll get 10% off because you're letting them know that your boy Big Bap sent you. But like I said, I swear by that tea. That tea will actually be, let me clear my throat because I want y'all to hear this. That tea will actually be served at Body Empowerment 2022. So I need y'all to understand COVID foreseen or any unmistakable events happening. February 2022, we will be doing Body Empowerment. Make sure, is it February or March? I'll confirm the dates with that, but we'll be having Body Empowerment in the beginning of next year. We'll get those dates out to you on the next show on Sunday. So if you want to be a part of that, please let us know in advance because there'll be very limited spaces only because Body Empowerment is by invitation only. So don't get mad at me if you don't get an invite for that because that will be that just will be what it is, okay? Other than that, there's really nothing else to announce. Oh, we have started our investment group. Investment groups, all monies is due by January the 1st. You have to be ready on January the 1st if you're going to be a part of the investment club. There is a minimum to be a part of the investment club. Please reach out to me through Luxuria Fantasy Creation. The email address for that is luxuriafc1@gmail.com. All this information will be put up on DJ's Roundtable over the next couple of days. we'll be getting flyers out to let everybody know. So these are things that are going to be taking place. So everything that we got going on is really kind of pushed back to the calendar year 2021. If you want to get ahead of memberships or anything like that, you can go ahead and pay for your membership for January, anywhere between now and January 1st. After that, the annual fee will be due for all memberships for all members. If you don't know what that is, please reach out to me and see how you can become a member. If you know what that is, please make sure that your dues are paid on time, in time, up time. I think that's just about it. Oh, shout out to Uppity Edibles. That is my production manager, Edibles Business. She made her first cheesecake this weekend. Our client that was in town absolutely raved about it. So I always like to give shout outs to those around me who are doing positive things. So if you're looking for a great edible business, Uppity Edibles is out there doing their thing. Again, we have Motivation Magnified, which is another one of our sponsor businesses. We have Goddessly Cleaning out of Killeen, Texas. We have Ash Emporium out of Killeen, Texas. We have Fallen Angels Cosmetics out of South Carolina, DJ's Roundtable. So for all our sponsors, because I just want to start off the year, because the people don't understand, there are a lot of people who do and help and get everything done. Shout out to the Photobomb, our photography company. We're adding a couple of new things coming up. So when we get ready to go out here starting in January, there'll be a couple of new members that have come into the fold as well. So starting in January, you guys will be hearing about them. Okay, that's all I got, because I just wanted to get all the announcements out the way. Because on season 4, if you want to know what we got going on, you need to tune into the shows. You need to, so that way you can get the booking information, and then follow us on all social media platforms to get the information. We're going to teach you guys how to do it, so that way when we start in January, you guys are ready to do it. So, okay, we also have shows coming back in season 4. Business 101 is coming back. We're actually going to be teaching macro and microeconomics on that show. So be attentive and be on the lookout for Business 101. That is coming back. That will be a show that we will do this year. We'll keep you guys posted with the time that we'll be doing Business 101. We will be bringing back our sports podcast as well. So please be in mind and look out for that as well in season 4. Other than that, all personal business is personal. All other businesses go to the respective social media or web-based platform or app and go ahead and do business with them accordingly. Oh, yeah, Ash Emporium got an app. So when you go to the website, make sure you click download the app so you can get to them faster. I love their app features, real beautiful. Yvonne, great job on your app. I might have to talk to you later about that for some things that I got going on. But I love you guys. Always, always understand that you can do business with other people, just in case you don't know that. You need to get to know that a whole lot better. You can do business with other people. Your business is not the only business that's out there. People are always looking to do business with you, but you gotta make it accessible to them. Like, everybody thinks because they got a business that they're easily accessible, and they're not. You gotta literally talk to people as if you need them. All right. So we're gonna go out with one of my favorite Devin Adu songs. I love y'all. I holla. Enjoy your night.
This day, the top talking, the chatter. Gossiping the rumors, see to me, it don't matter. I'm glad to go out. And if you ever see me, it's probably at a grocery store. But not on TV, because when I get high, I get hungry, so I cook. Go get some weed and open a book, a paper, if I don't have a cigar. Hold up, wait, I got some blunts in the car. Mad Dash, Rad Dash, with the fresh bunch of Swisses. Oh, I don't shit. No, cigarillos, what's the difference? It's about what you put up in it. Nigga, look at this finish. Roll it, nigga, hit it. 2 minutes, you finish. I'm still getting those. Trippin' on niggas wearing these rumpled still skin clothes. But keep it on, who knows behind closed doors. But never mind, I'll find mine. I'm just getting blown. Mumbling, I'm crumbling herb. Niggas always tripping about something they heard. It's so easy to be the one behind the topic. In the subject, you won't love it, but there is no way to stop it. Ain't no need to block it, cause that shit will leave you nothing but alone and rotten, friends gone and forgotten. But there's another option, you can just fix spark it. Pull out your dick and tell all them hoes to suck it. Been